Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning. Happy Monday. It is good to have you here, and I am hoping I can help start off your week the right way. I've got some new music for you for the first few songs, and then we're going to do the second half of the episode promised with Max Benson, Doug Feltz, and Mike Bowen. It's part two of their live performance from the Little Red Schoolhouse in North Aurora, Illinois. If you guys have been listening in, I just played part one a few days back. So if you haven't heard that yet, definitely go check that out. But I do have part two. It was such a great time. Excellent show. I am invited out to a St. Patrick's Day show with them. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going or not, but we'll see what happens. So I'll keep you guys updated. But I'm going to go ahead and kick off those new songs for you, and then I will be back with you for more. This is Banner Johnson with the song The Road Is Callin'.
Say goodbye to live like a rolling stone and gather no moss. I'm sorry, dear, them tears ain't working. Once you turn around, I'm good and gone. Shallow as a willow root, dried up from this damn drought, I'm burning timber. Embers blowing in the wind, it kindle into light, this flame up higher. So look, my dear, the road is calling, rolling down red carpet, I gotta go. Another love, another coffin, leaving here no.
Call it rolling out red carpet, I gotta go.
Try me again. Show you that I know. I can know again. Celebrate your charm. It's like when you used to spin your boat. Walk with me, baby, talk with me. That's where
That was new music by Roy Gray, also known as RG Cool 52, and that was I Can Tell the Party's Over. Before that, you heard No Telephone by Mike Awaki. And I've got some more music on the way for you. We're going to do some stuff by Max Benson, Doug Feltz, and Mike Bowen. It was a live performance I went out to recently at a place called the Little Red Schoolhouse. It's in North Aurora, Illinois, USA, for those of you that don't know. And it was a really fun time. I played part of it the other day, and I've been putting up some video from it as well over on the website. But this is the second part, so I'm going to go ahead and play that up for you next. I hope you enjoy it. So this is Max Benson, Doug Feltz, and Mike Bowen at Little Red Schoolhouse. Here we go.
All right, this is one of my tunes. This is the last song off my first album that I got recorded. This one, it's kind of my ode to Bob Dylan. This is one called Going Home. Thank you.
steps on my feet. Well, I'm finally ready to come home for one last look before I go.
Clearwater Revival. Where the hell were we? Oh, we were in this other place last month, and there were these Mexican dudes. The Mexican guy was sitting at the table, and me and Doug walked by, and these guys say, "Creed Clearwater Revival." And I look at the Mexican guys, and I'm like, "Yeah, fuck that, Clearwater Revival." So we're gonna do Creed Clearwater fucking revival. Is Mike gonna do his Tina Turner? Sometimes Mike does the Tina Turner version.
You see how awesome you guys are.
Because he's a twerking son.
You deserve the Tina Turner.
Tina was the original twerker. I think I love Tina Turner, man. No bullshit about it.
Thank you.
celebrate a proper show until at least one person is sure to laugh. If you got through it yourself, brother, you do it yourself. Oh, yeah.
I worked really hard on shaking that ass.
Just like Ashley Steele from 89. You're watching this video about Bunch of Steel and I asked you to shit.
Bunch of Steel.
Rubbing
and
buns of steel.
Oh, juicy. No, I got buns of steel.
That's right.
Alright,
so it's on you, buddy.
You guys make me shake my ass and then they come and play a song.
What's your favorite song? Play your favorite song. How about we each play our favorite song?
I can never pinpoint that.
Yeah, we'll be
I'm
here
sorry.
Till next. When it gets to me, we're gonna be here till next year. Like, who's your favorite? Honey, baby.
I'll feel that.
Oh yeah, get it, buddy. Man, you know what? One of my favorite songs that Mike wrote. Can you play that song for me? I've been playing it all week long.
Oh,
I think this is a great Cubs song, man. Man.
Oh, okay. All right. Max wants me to play this song. Oh, out of touch.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you, bro. I'm higher than the fucking angel there.
Max smokes weed. It's legal now, so it's okay.
Higher than Jeff's pussy.
Right, I'm over here like a caveman trying to communicate. He's like,
I tell you what to sing, and this is what we do.
Don't make me go outside and get fired, bro.
Alright, this song is a song I wrote when I stopped playing guitar. I didn't do anything. No, I didn't do anything. This is when I said I was done. So.
This is my favorite song by Mike.
Rock and roll. That's what
I'm saying.
Woo!
Hell yeah. I love you guys so fucking much. Oh my god.
It's great
to see
you.
Oh my god. I love you so much.
Oh yeah. We'll have you up here in time.
Thank you.
I'm not going to have any voices tomorrow. Do you want to yell at each other with no voices? That could be fun.
Man, I'm gonna play a song by a band that taught me how to yell when I was little. When I was a little kid, man, I was playing baseball, and my older brother, he played guitar. And him and my dad had picked me up, and he had the Appetite for Destruction tape by Guns N' Roses. So he tells me, I'm a little fucker, man. He tells me, you gotta hear this, man. This stuff is good. So we religiously listen to Appetite for Destruction. You can ask Bowen, this is no bullshit. Izzy Stradlin, I love the other guitar player in Guns N' Roses. His guitar had come up for sale, a couple months ago. Man, I was calling everybody I knew that had money. So I called one motherfucker, because he was the only dude I knew. And man, we could have had that guitar, but it would have cost that dude his
money. My third child is named Izzy after Izzy Stradlin, just so you know.
So this
her middle name is Rose. Izzy Rose.
So this is off Appetite for Destruction. This song is called Out to Get Me.
Nice.
Are you ready, Doug? I forgot Doug's got to be tuned.
He's talking. He's not ready.
He's just having fun.
I don't
have Doug, get your shit together.
Yeah, you mean Doug.
Together in the
mirror. I didn't hear that.
My tuner broke on me.
Well,
check your tuner. I'm trying. I've been trying for 5 minutes. Does it work? Would you like to use mine, buddy? Oh, yeah. I'm a problem solving people kind of fucker.
Rocky.
So we're fixing to get this problem solved. Thank y'all for hanging around. Thank y'all for coming. Y'all should come and hang out here a lot. Yeah, I went on that spiel where they called me all together. It was called Out to Get Me. Y'all ready? This is gonna be good. Here we go. Oh. Yeah. I love this song. One time I was stealing basic cable. So it was either I was watching this church channel, Home Shopping Network, or Telemundo. So I was watching Telemundo. And there's a lady named Jessie Camacho. She used to host one of them dance shows. It was crazy. Everybody was in bikinis. Everybody looked way better than anything that was going on at 5 in the morning in my house, in my living room. So I would watch this shit. And I ended up writing this song. It's got three verses and it's about three different ladies, really. But I named it Jessie Camacho because I figured if I could get on the internet and find this lady without getting a restraining order for stalking this lady, then I could maybe meet this lady and play her this song. Oh yeah,
it's
song.
Wait,
wait. So this song is called Jessie Camacho.
Baby, step in my room. Smoke up the night, will
All right, guys. I have more of that show coming up for you in just a minute. I've really enjoyed listening to that one. It was such a fun time. I got to do it on the live stream on NGR TV, and I have posted a little bit of that on the website. I have lots more of that to come. I was invited by Max Benson to go out to their St. Patrick's Day show coming up next weekend. I'm still not sure if I'm going. I want to. I was going to do, my goal for this year was to do like a new band every month. And 2 months in a row, I've gone to see their show, and I might do it again. They are really fun, and like, they're super cool, super nice, and it's a good time going to hang out with them. I definitely recommend, if you haven't gone to see them yet, go check them out. You can meet Max Benson on the NGR website, ngrmusic.com. Look for Max Benson and add him to your friends list. I have been playing his music for a long time, the band Broken Neon, which actually one of the guys, I believe it was Mike Bowen, I was told, was one of the members of that band as well. So you guys have been listening to them for a minute, and I hope you enjoy it. But anyway, I'm going to keep on going and play the next part of this show, and you guys can comment when this show is over down below. And tell me what you think I should do for St. Patty's Day. I know there's some other bands playing too, so it's, I'm not going to mention which ones, but yes. What are you doing for St. Patty's Day? How about that? That's probably the better question. We'll see. All right. Anyway, guys, this is Max Benson, Doug Feltz, and Mike Bowen at Little Red Schoolhouse out in North Aurora, Illinois. Here we go.
All right.
So you were talking about learning to scream from Guns N' Roses. This is a song that I learned to scream from. I was 2 years old when this song came out. And it's been one of my favorite songs since.
Black old sun, won't you come?
Curiosity runs. Don't
start that.
You guys are great.
You're not bartending.
Oh yeah, it's always fun playing here.
Yeah,
but you're
having a good time.
I really appreciate everybody coming out and having a good time here. Every time I've ever been here, I've had a good time. Even when Linda was like, that's not that crazy Mexican lady you used to bring here, I even had a good time with that crazy lady.
She said she was a fat little Mexican girl chasing after you.
Oh, that was the other lady, yeah.
Olivia.
Oh, Olivia.
Oh, yeah,
that
was a good time.
And Olivia thought she was a fat little Mexican chasing after you.
Oh, yeah, she's great. I've known her since we were little people.
Hey Brittany.
Hey Brittany, we're gonna have our friend Brittany come on. Man, I used to wear this song out when I broke up with this lady when I was a little kid. And this song was big at the time. And it cleaned the shit out.
Yeah, right, guys.
So we're gonna have our friend Brittany sing with us on this too.
Everybody welcome Brittany. Hi Brittany. You gotta be. You're gonna sing this song.
Doug is my old roommate. We lived together for 5 years. Fucking love him. And Max is his new roommate that I'm really jealous of because he gets to live with my best friend. And I want to move in with them. They won't. It's okay. It's fine. We're over.
And I'm Mike.
It's hard.
Hey, it's Mike. Don't forget Mike. I'm an asshole. Let's just sing.
Thank you.
She needs to book a show with me.
Or show up to open mic for once. I'm here every Wednesday, and I always ask her to come out and play open mic. And she blows me off every time.
So do I. I work in a nursing home, and I wake up at 6 a.m.
Oh,
What?
You said you're influenced. You're influenced.
Yeah, every cover I've done is one of my influences tonight. I did that T-Rex, I did Soundgarden, I did... Not him, you're just not listening.
It's okay, she's talking to me.
Yeah, no, I tried to say why.
Why? Why? Yeah, why?
Well, down with the heckler. All right, this. I'm gonna do this original. This is one I wrote that I'm actually kind of proud of, because I thought it was pretty clever. I wrote it for a friend who was in a real shitty relationship, and it's an illusion that probably only older folks know. It's called One of These Days, Alice. I don't know why.
apologize today. When I cut my black eyes, I won't have the price to pay. Can't you see that's never gonna change? Just drown yourself a fire, your friends are blue to away.
More songs, man. Thank y'all for hanging around. We always like hanging around here. And when I was a little kid, my grandma, she lived in the projects of Alabama. And every Sunday when she would go to church, she would wake up early. Everybody else is drunk as hell. They're sleeping. I'm a little kid, so I wake up early too. And every Sunday she would be like, "Do you want to go to church with me?" And I'd be like, "No, I want preview. I want to watch TV and shit."
Is that when she gave you popcorn and milk?
No, that was the other grandma. Yeah, that was the other grandma, the baby.
Bye, guys. Have a good night.
Y'all have a good night. Be safe. So I never went to church. I ate a bunch of Captain Crunch. Now I got fucking diabetes.
Bye to you,
too. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for real. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Enjoy your evening.
Let it go. never owned a pair of Tommy Hilfigers. Never did care for gold diggers. I only put up with some things because I had to.
Hey there, it's Ellen Kay, and I want to know how you panda. I like to start with a chow mein base, a side of fried rice, then a corner of orange chicken, another corner of honey walnut shrimp. Add your cream cheese rangoons and an egg roll or two. Chopsticks, let's go. Panda Express has something for everyone. However you panda, get rewarded for it. Unlock surprise gifts and exclusive benefits, and all you have to do is download the app today. Get started at pandaexpress.com.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu.